There is nothing wrong with your radio. Do not attempt to adjust it. We are controlling transmission. We will control the frequency. For the next 3 hours, sit quietly and we will control all that you hear. You are about to participate in a great adventure.
Now, more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, present Jack Ebling and Tom Crawford.
Great morning, Mid-Michigan. Jack Ebling here with Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS, for October 9th, 2010. Tom, you've had that day circled on the calendar since Michigan's last loss to Michigan State.
This is like Christmas morning when I was 8 years old, when it was at its pinnacle. You know what I mean? Where you got a rush going Christmas morning coming down.
Time I hope to, you don't take it
personally.
Time to spank
some Sparty booty.
You know what? If Michigan loses today, it's nothing you did. It's not like you got the lump of the coal.
Absolutely.
Well, you tell Christmas morning, it's not like you get a lump of coal in your stocking. It's just kind of the way it happens. You know, the Big Ten Network had the 1995 game on this morning.
You know, Eckersley had it on here, and I have flipped it off. You know that they got screwed in that game.
Why did you flip that off?
Because it was a bad mark on that first, right when Rob Sweat had, you know, made that stop, and it was, wasn't the first down. The ref picked it up.
How do
the
you know?
The way had moved it back.
How do you know? Were you a chain gang official or what?
Little home cooking, baby. Let's stir it up. Let's
here
stir
we go
pie.
Again. The winerines are at it already. Bright and early, ladies and gentlemen. They've never lost a football game. No, you know what I noticed from that game, and I'd completely
forgot.
It was forgotten.
Cold. All I know is it was cold. I wanted to get home and get warm because I was cold and depressed.
Yeah, it was really cold unless you were in the press box, and then it was nice and toasty. You know what? I noticed that Michigan ran Little Giants.
Little Giants.
Little Giants, the play that Michigan State ran to beat Notre Dame. Michigan ran it late in the first half.
Yeah.
The same play.
I'm trying to think. Was Riemersma, Jay Riemersma?
Jay Riemersma was the holder.
Yeah, involved in that, yeah.
And he stood up, and he threw the ball to Remy Hamilton.
Yeah.
And he overthrew him. It was incomplete.
Yeah, I remember
and
that.
And if he kicked a 36-yard field goal,
you know what? I know.
It would have been a tie game.
And you know,
once again,
right,
Lloyd Carr outsmarts himself.
And you know what I said to myself? You know, why are we defaulting to, you know, deception here so early in the game?
Right.
That's what really, you know, smash him in the mouth. This is Michigan State, Michigan, man. Just go smash him in the mouth. That we're going here, listen to us. We're going back to 1995 lamenting losses.
Now, I already have a text message
from
one of our listeners, Dave from East Lansing, talking about your whining this morning. It says, there they go again.
No. No, it goes both ways. I'll tell you what, Jack, though. I mean, I've not followed this rivalry since I was 8. You about the same time. I can't remember as much hype from people who are not even tied, you know, have any, you know, leg for college football.
Right.
In the offices, everybody's picking
why
a
is
side.
That?
I think it's the undefeated teams.
Do you?
I think
the
it's.
The fact they're both undefeated, they're ranked so close.
Yeah, I think it's here in the state of Michigan. This is kind of like what Michigan State did for, you know, the state, you know, and the Final Four. It's something different than, you know, whining about the economy and stuff like that. So, I mean, I think it's wonderful. And I think both teams see a plausibility of winning. You know, it's not like one Michigan's a 12-point favorite, you know, like it's been in the past in some of these situations.
I went back through Michigan State games that I had seen, just the ones I'd seen. And I've seen 40 of the last 41. Not quite like Jim Van Acker, who's going to see his 56th game today.
In person?
The series. In person.
Wow, that's up there.
We'll talk a little bit about that later.
That is up there.
Thanks to the MSU Alumni Association, which has helped him out a great deal. But I've seen 40 of these games, and I went back through, and you know how many times I picked Michigan State to win before the game?
Probably three times. Two times.
Two times.
Pretty close, wasn't it?
Yeah, very close. Very close. So Michigan State's always been an underdog, almost always been an underdog, and so I think the Michigan State fans have been a little more reserved because they didn't want to go too far out on the limb knowing they were going to get whacked in the ear.
In the past. Not this week.
Not this week. They feel confident.
Really confident. In fact, they got the swag. They got the kind of the arrogance thing, you know?
Oh, they're not arrogant. No. They're not arrogant.
Define the word cocky. I'll call them cocky then, okay?
Confident.
Cocky. Because they do it. You know, they're starting to annoy the hell out of me right now, to be honest with you. I'm getting tired of it. You know, if State beats Michigan down the big house today, and you don't think, you know, you just scoffed at this.
You're going to be okay with that, Tom?
Yeah, because it, you know, home field advantage should take care of business. Now, you.
So 21 points from the crowd at the big house is going to help you. It'll be 21-0 when the game starts.
You laughed at me, the fact that this crowd's not going to be a factor. Of course, you're up in this.
I didn't say the crowd wouldn't be a factor. I never said that. You make it sound like the crowd's going to be the MVP.
It's going to be a huge factor. Emphasizing it. You're going to be way
up
there.
They might be booing by the start of the
press box. You're
going to
be way to hell up and gone, and you're not going to hear anything. You know, but.
Well, it'd be a faulty design to the press box.
If you're outside, you're going to hear the noise.
Good.
And it's going to be a great environment. Really looking forward to it. Made a better team win.
Well, then, you know what? With this new configuration of the stadium, Michigan shouldn't lose 8 home games in a 2-year span anymore. Right?
Yeah. I mean,
should never happen. Should never lose a home game. That bring on the Patriots. Let them play them there.
I get frustrated because my confidence with Michigan over the years, over the 4 or 5 decades, always stemmed from defense. They always say defense is the constant in
Michigan's
sport.
Played great defense over the years, though, right?
Over the years, yeah. But, you know, I go back to Lloyd's last year. I've said it again, 2007 started to kind of just decay a little bit.
The last two games of 2006, really. It was since Bo died. When Bo died, the defense died.
Yeah, because think about it. They served up, 42 to Ohio
42?
State, 32 to USC in the Rose Bowl.
Hey, there you go.
And then we know what happened in 08 and 09 for that Michigan defense.
Right. So, we know what's happened in 010.
The curse of Bo on defense has definitely been there. You're right.
What do you do about that, Tom? Get a new defensive coordinator. Bring him in. They're lined up right now outside Washtenaw County.
Take Michigan's offense. Give me Iowa's defense, and man, it's BCS.
Oh, you have a national champion.
How come it doesn't
That's
work?
Nice.
How come it doesn't work that way? Why can't you just plug and play? And I'm annoyed as hell because ESPN's covering baseball right now. Who gives a rip?
What? Fred Heumann gives a rip. He's telling me baseball is. I get a text from him at about 1:30 in the morning about how baseball is America's greatest game, and last night proved it, and it was a great game. I didn't see the whole thing, but what I saw was really a good baseball game. I'm exciting.
Okay, up to 1 in the morning. Tell me what game you're playing. The Braves and who
were
they
playing? The Giants.
The Giants. San Francisco Giants?
Okay. Yeah.
Who won?
No, the New York Giants. Of course the San Francisco Giants.
Who won and who
Braves
cares?
Won, and Rick Ankiel, former pitcher, couldn't get anybody out. He was so wild. He was beaning people in the stands. They make him a center fielder, right? Okay. And he's not having a great year. He's batting 8th in the order and everything. And he hits one of the longest home runs I've seen in a long time. I mean, that thing is so far into McCovey Cove in right field. It's past the Barry Bonds part where the boats used to sit and wait to retrieve the home run balls.
It.
Yeah. Well, just turn to your right. Okay, morning about 10
to show
times.
You my love for Major League Baseball, I'm watching Okie State, Louisiana Lafayette till 1:15 in the morning.
Really?
Screw baseball. At this time of year, come on. The Tigers are not involved. They're not involved.
What do you think had a higher rating, the college football game or the baseball?
Of course
the baseball game did. Nationally, you think?
I understand, but I'm thinking, as far as the preoccupation with people in the state of Michigan on October 9th, 2010, who gives a rip about baseball? We got a great game at 3:30, wonderful environment, and I cannot wait to get down
there. Tom kept flipping back to the Big Ten Network, trying to see if there was a classic game that Michigan actually won.
That's because they always
show the Michigan losses.
They always show the Michigan losses.
You know why?
Because they're the close ones.
That's right. Two reasons. One is
they're close.
And I went through this thing. Larry Lage asked me to rank the top games. And it took a long time for me to get more than 3 Michigan games because the Michigan wins were so convincing.
Well, he sent me the same email, and I had my
You had 5 Michigan wins.
They were all 5 Michigan blowouts.
Yeah. Those weren't great games.
They were great to me. That's why I didn't make the cut.
I saw the list of contributors. I didn't see your name there.
I was there, yeah.
All right. Well, you know.
On the email, I probably didn't use my content. I haven't seen his AP story, but.
But you're right. I think that Michigan wins over the years haven't been dramatic. There haven't been much to remember about them other than 2004.
Yeah,
and 64 was a pretty good one.
Yeah, because that was late. That was really late in that game.
And 89 was a good one.
89 was a root canal. 89 was 10-7.
But it was a close game. The goal line stand. And
yeah, but State was 10-0. The State score with about 2 to go, and Michigan ran the clock out. It was it was not that exciting of a game.
72, that wasn't exciting either.
10-0. 73 was 31-0. That was a beautiful game in the rain.
That was a horrible game. That was,
an
ugly game.
It was a wonderful game. Gil Chapman on the punt return.
All you care about is the final score, and in which case you really ought to have enjoyed
the
last 2 years.
75 game, the 16-6, that was a head
knocker. That wasn't a good game either.
That was a head knocker. It was a, you know, it was a 10-6.
I'm talking about a game decided by touchdown or less. And we've had a lot of those in the last 6 years. We've had 3 overtime games in this series in the last 6 years.
And then think, the
5 overtimes in the last 6 years.
The 05 game was a wonderful game. That was, I liked that game. You know, as Drew Stanton went over to the student section, got everybody all pumped up, and this is revenge from 04, and didn't get it done.
I just hope Don and Lola Treadwell are listening right now.
Don Treadwell's
We're going to send them segments. I'm sending Treadwell all of Tom's monologues from now on.
I hope Don Treadwell
You're going to need new neighbors,
listens.
And Cody's going to need a new best friend by the time I'm done.
She's so nice last night. It's like, I hate to wish you bad luck to your husband, but oh, well. Hey, this is all just a game. Just a game.
I just want to let people know, because we are going to be on Channel 6, and we're going to be on the Big Ten Network later this morning.
Is that the same time?
I don't know what time, but we're going to be on either of those shows. I know sometime between 10:30 and noon for the BTN, they were here filming and taping.
For our 15 seconds of fame on
and,
that one.
So, no, they said they really liked that segment, and it'll run sometime between 10:30 and noon, and the same with the Big Ten Network special. We'll talk with Fred Heumann a little bit later about that. I mean, he'll want to talk baseball with you.
We're hanging up on Fred if he starts talking baseball. And then we're
that'll be between 11 and
then
and
we're
noon.
On Channel 6?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you were there.
Oh, how do we get over there? I thought we were supposed to portray that this was live.
No, we were there the other night. We're not doing that. We talked about this the other day.
Okay.
We talked about.
When are we going to have. Hey, when's that segment going to show?
I don't know. You can ask Fred.
Okay, I'll ask him that.
You ask him that.
As long as he doesn't talk baseball. Yeah. Anyway, are you excited?
The point is, on these shows, this is good. People have to watch this to know that you actually have more than one shirt.
Yeah, this is my.
You have like 12 of the same shirt, or is that the same one?
This is my
you just spray it in the morning, or what?
Okay, keep in mind, this is a tough call today. You know, it's gonna be 72 degrees at game time, but it's gonna get chilly by the time 7 o'clock rolls around. So the long tee people going to the game, those on the east side of the stands that get the sunshine, long tee will probably take you comfortable most of the 3.5, make that 4 hours that this game will take to be played.
You know when it's supposed to be the warmest today?
When?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
Yep.
Okay. But then it drops off. Like last night it got really cool, you know, about 6:37. Out there in St. John's, up north in St. John's.
When the sun goes down, it'll get a little bit cool. Even
yeah, because no
Washington
humidity.
County.
This weather here in Michigan has been spectacular.
We will be back with another segment.
Open
and
lines?
We'll take some of your calls. Yeah. 393-3700, 393-3700. You can follow us online, 1320WILS.com. And you can also check us out on Facebook, The Jack and Tom Show, or Twitter, Jack and Tom, 1320, coming up next. We'll take your calls and more talk, and then we'll get to our high school roundtable. Our high school coach of the week, Jim Ahern of Lansing Catholic. Fred Heumann will join us. He's got a lot of memories of this series. The Brandstatters, Art and Jim, will join us, and we're going to talk with Blair White, an interview that we taped, and he's got a big game tomorrow with the Colts. We'll be right back with more The Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.